You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 87. I hope you enjoyed the new intro. That was fun. That was our reader, the reader of Elixir Project. I asked Heather to do a special intro for the podcast because this is a new chapter. This is a new branding. I had Morgan Freeman, friend, do the intro. Not really Morgan Freeman, but a good dude. He did the intro for the last 2 years. Why? Because we were doing day job to dream job, and it represented Shawshank, and it represented escaping your day job and experiencing your dream job, going from prison to plan to payoff. That was fine. That was fantastic. That was about a 2 year run, and that's where it was at. And we still have Dream Job Bootcamp. We're still helping people make that transition. In fact, I'm hearing more and more stories all the time. But this is a new chapter where we are talking about experiencing unhackability and all the things related to Elixir Project. And I'm pretty pumped. And I asked Heather, I said, look, you're the reader, you're Sienna in the new audiobook, which is going to be releasing here in December. She is fantastic. I went through all kinds of readers to find the perfect one, the one that represented Sienna. And I think Heather nailed it. So super excited. Met her through ACX. It's a website where you find narrators for your book. And she's doing a brilliant job. She's also doing the book trailer voiceover. So I'll share more about that. How do you find the right audio reader? How do you find someone who's going to be consistent? You know, because think about this, folks. I didn't just say, hey, Heather, can you read the book? It was, hey, can you do the podcast intro? Can you do the book trailer video? So there is a strategy, which I'll teach you over the next few months as you do your own projects, books, brand, and business. Why do you choose a certain consistency? Because I'm very much into consistency. If, remember, clarity attracts, confusion repels. And if you just go all over the map and kind of throw messaging all over the place, you create that, tendency. And you tell me, if you go to the restaurant and you want your favorite dish and every time you go it's different, and you want a certain song genre when you listen to your favorite radio station and every time you go on there's a different genre playing, if you've hung with me, you know that that will actually repel people. So what I try to do is I try to say, look, what's the brand? What's the messaging? And then let's go over that. Let's go after that and match everything else around that. So I want to hear what you think. I know it's small, but I'd love to hear if you like the new voiceover, the new intro. Just shoot me a little tweet or a Facebook shout out. Let me know. Say I like it, I don't like it, whatever. I'm curious, I'm interested. And then I chose some pretty intentional epic music. So that was music that you can download. There is a fee for that one. There's plenty of audio that I suggest that you can get for free. So I can talk more about all this stuff. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. But yeah, there's audio you can download, royalty-free music. I actually paid for that one because I felt like that captures it. So that's going to be a modified book trailer for the music and also different things, the podcast, etc. Because again, consistency matters. Well, it has been an awesome week. It's been an intense week. We are less than 30 days now from the conference, IgnitingSoulsConference.com. So if you kind of want to know what our team's doing, we hired another person. So we are growing, and we hired a tribe community manager. So I'll let you know more about her in the next few weeks, but that's important. This was a strategic move for us. Abby was a hire that was fantastic for executive assistant and different projects. But I'll just tell you who it is. We hired Erica to do the Facebook community manager. And I'll tell you what this is going to do, folks. We now have over 700 live paying clients. And that can be intense. And one of the things that I wanted to do when I went from day job to dream job is to create a life of freedom, finances, and fulfillment, a place where you can earn as you wish, go as you like. And what do I say? I say freedom, finances, and fulfillment. Earn as you wish, go as you please, and live as you like. I think that's the messaging with day job to dream job. And it's been fantastic, and we've grown, and we want to serve. We have such a commitment to customer service. That is huge. Remember, serving is selling, marketing is storytelling. And I love everybody in the Igniting Souls Tribe Facebook group. This is a private coaching group. Many of you are part of it. If you're not, the only way you can become part of it is to be a client, be someone who has joined one of our coaching programs or attended one of our live events. Then you get a special privilege. You get 24/7 Facebook access to a very, very special private group. And again, I'm teaching all of this for a reason. Folks, you can listen to this two ways. You can listen like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Carrie's just talking about this, whatever, whatever. Let's hear about the content. Or you can realize he's actually giving away really intentional secrets, really intentional strategy, really intentional structure. And that's what I'm doing. I'm saying that as you build your book, brand, or business, it might be a good idea to have a private Facebook group where only people involved in your business are served in a special way. Remember, the more successful you become, the less accessible you are. And basically, when you get to that level, you want people to have access to you who are paying clients. Why do I say that? Is it to be rude? No. It's just if you say, I'm going to be accessible to everyone in the world nonstop, you're going to have a bad opus. You are going to suffer. And so what I've done is I've reserved that type of access only for paying clients. And now what I'm doing with Erica, the tribe community manager, Erica's going to be the line of first defense. In other words, I don't need to answer every single question. The questions that are, hey, you know, where do you go to get this? Or, hey, I lost my password. There are some questions that, again, as you become a manager, a tribe leader, let's call it that, there are certain things that you and only you can do. And that is things that are tied to your expertise. So when people ask marketing strategy questions, questions related to their book launches, questions related to their book proposal, transitions that they're going to make with their boss when they're going from day job to dream job, issues related to their secret name, questions related to their opus and the deeper path. Look, when someone asks a question that nobody can answer, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's why they're, quote, a client. Because I can offer things that nobody else can. But when somebody asks a question that one of our team members can answer, eventually, folks, you need to work yourself out of that job. If you don't, you will always stagnate. Your business will always remain at a certain level because everything has to go through you. This is actually, it sounds like, oh, that's just a sign of a really caring leader. No, it's a sign of a stupid leader. Why? Because if every decision has to go back through you, then the progress continually stagnates. We call this a bottleneck. We call this someone who struggles with the Messiah complex. I know you know what I'm talking about, right? You've heard of this before. Instead, what you want is you want to work yourself out of a job. You want to bring such good people around you that they can do what you could do, or at times do what you can't do, but you are getting paid to do only what you can do. This is a specialist mentality. In other words, maybe you've heard me teach on this before. It's called the law of compensation. It's basically referring to what your rate is in the marketplace, and it's tied to three things. It's tied to the need. Is there a need for your expertise? Is there a need for your product or services? And I believe, yes, there is. There is a need for your products and services out in the marketplace. Number two, the question is your ability to meet that need. Can you meet that need? And are you good at meeting that need? And if there's a need in the marketplace and your ability is fantastic, that's great. But then we go into the third factor, which is replaceability. Replaceability. And if you can meet a need and if you have a very high ability, but everybody out there can replace you, then your law of compensation, what you're paid, goes down. Because basically, with the furnace analogy, remember, your furnace goes out on November 1st. There's other people in your town who can fix your furnace. They have the ability to meet that need. But guess what? The replaceability is huge. In other words, there's lots of competition. There's lots of furnace workers in your town. Guess what? Beyond parts, you're now in a labor pricing war, which says who can do it the cheapest. In other words, if you have a need and a lot of people have the ability of like a 10 to do it, now you're talking about who can do it the cheapest. Now you're in a price war. That is not a good place to be when you're in a thought leadership, content creator, product and service specialty industry. That's not good. What you really want is you want high need, high ability, or even low need. Even if you have a low need and you're irreplaceable, that's huge. But basically, there has to be a need. You have to have a high ability. And then the replaceability means that, look, there's not many people who can do what you do. And frankly, that's very true in the industry that I'm in. Not that I'm all that, but I'm saying that there's very few people who have mastered how to create books and turn them into businesses. That is something that is very unique, that not many people, I'm sure a lot of people could talk about it, but if you look at what they've done, there's not many people who've done that. There's not many people who went pro and then turned their businesses into a global presence of speakers, coaches, and trainers. There's not many people who know the secret name content who've created that unique intellectual property. Same thing with Deeper Path, same thing with the Dream Job Bootcamp, same thing with Elixir Project. So what am I saying, folks? I'm saying, look, if you want to get paid well, here's a couple lessons before we get into the bulk of the content today. I'm a teacher. I love you. I have to teach you this because I care, because you're listening, because you've invested in time, and that's huge to me. You've taken time out of your day to grow. And so I take that very, very seriously. That's why I'm pouring my heart out to you right now. But what I'm going to say to you is that you need to get to that spot. You need to get to the spot where you are essentially clear. Okay, you have clarity. Then you have accessibility for your paying clients. All right. This doesn't happen overnight, but you start with one. That's how we started. You start with one paying client. Then you treat them like a rock star. You put them in a private group where they have access to you. Then you get a second client. You treat them like a rock star. Now there's community happening because now it's your two clients are getting to know each other too. This is a private Facebook group. Then you add a third, then you add a fourth, and you keep going. People will try to get in your group for free, or they'll try to, you know, request to join. We get this all the time, spammers or just good-natured people who want to request to join the private Facebook coaching group. We don't let that. We say, if you want free, listen to the podcast. If you want free, go to the elixirproject.com/free and, you know, sample the Elixir Project book, join the VIP Elixir experience. We have other venues. You don't want to be a jerk. You don't want to say, oh, if you want to talk to me, you can only go here. Look, we have tons of pathways. We have the monthly Igniting Souls Fellowship where people can come to. You want people to try and buy. You want the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy where people sample and then they get excited and then they know, like, and trust you. You want all those pathways where they can onboard. But you also want a place where your heart shows up. You want a place where people can have access to you. And that's where you are. And guess what? It's been 4 years where we haven't had a Facebook tribe manager. Why? Because any and every question, I'm happy to help. And we have a great tribe who answers some of the questions for each other now. That's the other cool thing. We have absolute rock stars in our tribe that are slick and smart and savvy. Awesome. And they are answering questions now, which is great. So they're helping others. And we love that. But then there's also this group that needs these important questions answered, but questions that Erica and others can answer. And that's great. They're going to be the first line of defense so that they can get to people right away. And then I am going to do my deep work. I can't keep growing and can't keep serving and can't keep turning over, you know, deep, deep contents that are going to help everybody and really move the needle if I'm answering every single, I would call it introductory question. There's not a bad question ever. I just call these introductory questions and expert questions. Awesome. Well, folks, I'm having a blast. And now what I'm going to do is we're going to talk about Elixir Project, as promised. And episode 87 is the new technology that reads your thoughts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you up to speed because we started the free chapters launching on September 4th, and I only started this podcast about Elixir Project on September 18th. So I need to catch you up on a few chapters. And then from now till December 4th, every week, every sneak peek Sunday, the new chapter that releases, I'm going to kind of peel back the curtain or pull back the curtain, I guess. And I am going to give you the backstory on that particular chapter. Why did I write that chapter the way I did? Look, folks, you can have ears to hear and you can say, oh, he's just talking about his book. Or you can understand, you know what? Carrie's leading us on a buyer's journey. Carrie's leading us on a story. There's a certain reason why he did include that and why he didn't include that other thing. There is a science. There is a strategy. There is a structure. And listen, at the end of the day, over 20,000 words were cut from the book. That's pretty significant. Okay. 1/4 of the book was chopped. Why? There's a reason. There's a reason why that stuff was chopped and put into the Elixir Project course, because there were things that content does that doesn't serve the fiction reader, but is going to definitely help the leader, the content creator, the coach, the speaker, the trainer, the fantastic person who's going to jump in the program, because the program is going to shift the needle and help you experience unhackability in your real life. So again, crazy cutting edge innovative stuff. Again, I don't like to edit this podcast. I like you to get it just the way, as if I was sitting next to you at Starbucks or Smoothie King or wherever chatting. Okay, so last week we started by talking about everything can be hacked, even the truth. You met this young gal named Sienna her and her three friends are on a summer abroad trip headed to Greece. They are quantum physics majors. And Sienna, the main character, has a super cool uncle named Kai, C-A-I. And Kai is a great guy. Well, I won't say that. Is he a great guy? That's the question. We don't know yet. He's a powerful guy. He works at Elixir, and Elixir is a pretty cool company. You can think of it as like a Google, an Apple, a Facebook, something that's innovative, cutting edge. Everybody wants to work there. But why? Because they have chosen to be someone who eradicates Swarm. Swarm is the hacktivist group that is infiltrating the world. I mean, this group of hacktivists, they are under the radar. They are doing major threats. They are just a horrible group of people. They go on the black market. They take kids and they put them into human trafficking rings. They do all kinds of crazy stuff, and the whole world hates them. But the problem is that nobody can stop them. So Elixir comes along with some super cool cutting-edge technology, and they want to take down Swarm. And Sienna and her friends are at the airport. They're in line, and in Chapter 1, what you realize is, oh my. TSA is basically checking people in, and they locate a certain couple, and this certain couple is headed to London, and they are accused of being part of Swarm. The whole line breaks apart, I mean, into a freeze-framed frenzy where essentially it becomes a mob, and fists begin to fly. This large, balding man behind Sienna essentially knocks her over to try to get to Swarm. His wife was killed by Swarm. Other people begin shouting about them getting their IDs hacked, their identities hacked, bank accounts, and it becomes a frenzy. And basically, Sienna and her three friends crouch down low. They try to get to the side, try to avoid get out of the fray or whatever. And you see this guy named Officer McNulty, who is a crusty, weathered, he's older, but he is an officer and he is creepy and he gives Sienna a bad vibe. And he pulls out a stun gun, shoots the large, balding man who's on top of the alleged Swarm businessman, pummeling his face. And he gets shocked with 50,000 volts of energy. And he essentially begins to fall to the... I mean, he's already on the ground, but he convulses. And he is not in a good place physically. And then what happens is everybody freezes. Officer McNulty shouts and says, "Freeze." Everybody freezes. And he looks to his younger TSA officer and says, "Get an ambulance for the old guy." There's this guy named Gramps, who he refers to. And he has a cane. He got knocked over. He's just a passenger in line. And an ambulance comes. And then he says, "Well, what about the Swarm couple? What about them?" And McNulty stops and he says, "Take him back to the control room." And he says, well, they're injured. They're going to get hurt. Shouldn't I take care of them?" And Officer McNulty says, "If you take them anywhere else than the control room, you can kiss your job goodbye." And then he storms off. And the junior officer turns to a female TSA officer and he says, "You heard what he said. Take him. Take him to the control room." And she says, "What am I going to do with him there?" And he whispers pretty quietly, but enough that Sienna and her three friends who are crouched near him can hear. He basically says, "Dispose of them." The chapter ends. and you are left to wonder what is going on. What is going on with this scenario? By the way, you can download this and the next 4 chapters for free without any email opt-in. I'm not going to pitch to you. I'm not going to sell to you. This is a crazy cool story, and I'm giving away a chapter a week, and you can get it at elixirproject.com/free. I only ask that if you enjoy it, that you would just share it. You would share it with other people. It's free. We've created social media share buttons. That would be so awesome for you to read it yourself, see if you enjoy it, see if you like it. I basically brought you a very advanced version. I know there's a few spelling errors. I know it, but I didn't want to wait around. And this is called an ARC copy, advanced reader copy. This is what they do in the publishing world. They send influencers, people like you, advanced reader copies, and they say, hey, this copy isn't finished, but I want to get you the story right away because I value you. I care about you. I want your opinion. I want your thoughts, and I want to see if you like it. And if you do like it, hey, sometimes ARC copies are used to get endorsements from people. Other times ARC copies are used to get the word out. And I'm just creating these digital ARC copies because I want to bring you along on the journey. I value you. You are not just some podcast listener to me. You are someone who I deeply value. That's why I've invited you to be part of the Elixir VIP launch experience. I'm throwing a huge, huge birthday party. I want you to come. You're invited. It's December 6th. This is going to be the largest birthday party ever. And why? We're going to have a blast. It is going to be a live party, meaning I got a room, I got a venue, I got a big place, and it's free. This is all free for you. I want you to be there. Just pencil the date. I don't have the sign up yet. But even if you can't come physically, we're going to live stream this thing, and we're probably going to have, I don't even want to guess a number, but to me, it's not the number, it's who's there. I'd rather have the right people in the room than just anybody. And that means you. So I want you there if you can be there. December 6th, it's a Tuesday night. It's my 40th birthday. And I just want to have a party. And there's going to be prizes and gifts. And you're going to be the center of attention. And I'm going to honor you and just say thanks for coming with me on the journey. But folks, this is my heart. This is where I've been the last 2 years. This is really a deep passion. I have a deep passion for this message. Why? Because there's a lot of reasons. Oh my gosh. I probably need to do a whole episode on this in the future. There's little reasons. Like, you know what? There are kids today that are being human trafficked by the dark web. It is true. I did a lot of research for this book, and there are all kinds of evils that are happening all around the dark web, the dark net. And I wanted to bring light to that topic, and I want to warn kids. This is a young adult fiction book. It's really, adults are loving it. But what I'm hearing adults say is, you know what, this is really good for young kids too, because it tells young kids like what to be aware of. Like, this is a near future thriller. This is not a dystopian thriller that happens 1,000 years in the future. This stuff can happen like tomorrow. I wrote this book so that people can understand what is coming in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Crazy stuff. Stuff that will make your skin crawl. This is fiction, but everything could happen. And it is exciting. It is a book that is, to me, the toughest thing I've ever written. But anyways, let's keep going. You start with chapter 2, and chapter 2, crazy stuff happens. Like, did we hear what we thought we just heard? Did we really hear dispose of them? And they begin to talk and they begin to chat. And one of them, Sienna, her ring begins to flash. And they have this crazy cool thing called Cortex. And Cortex is a smart ring. And of course, Sienna's super cool uncle, Kai, who works at Elixir, always gives Sienna kind of the latest technology, stuff that is cool. Stuff that people read this and they said, I want a smart ring like this. I want a Cortex. It is so cool. Cortex, what it does is it's connected to the Internet of Things. So over, you know, millions of devices you can control from your ring finger. Why? Because everything's connected. The Internet of Things is connecting everything. Your refrigerator, your music, your electric toothbrush. I mean, your thermostat, you name it. This is the world that we're going, that every single device is going to be connected. And when everything is connected, everything can be hacked. You see where I'm going with this. And as a result, Sienna and her friends all have Cortex rings. It's super cool. They can broadcast through the ring a screen, and from the screen, they can watch videos. They can jump on the internet. They can pick their favorite songs. They can stream things. They can chat with each other. It's a phone as well. It's very cool. But the other thing is that it gets on the current cutting edge technology of something called prompts, P-R-O-M-P-T-S, prompts. Prompts is a new technology. It is so cool. Prompts reads your biometric data. Prompts reads your levels within your body. What does this mean? This can actually happen. This is where things are going, where if you have a smart ring like this, it can say you are getting dehydrated. You need to go drink some water. It can say you're starting to get a little depressed. You need some sunlight. You need to get outside and get some fresh air. It starts reminding you and influencing your thoughts by what your body is telling you. So there are things like heroin addiction. There are things like nightmare terrors for children. There are things that are going on mentally in our minds that prompts influencing technology can actually shape. So for the addict, it can begin shaping like, hey, you're starting to have a craving. You need to consider doing this. You need to do that. It can start influencing choice. For a child with night terrors, if they're wearing a Cortex and it's starting to see negative night terrors happening in their REM, right? In their levels within their brain, it can start influencing good dreams. So you see where this is starting to go. Well, anyways, they're sitting at the airport. They're waiting in line. Sienna's looking all over. Where's the blonde and the businessman? You know, the two business professionals that got, you know, alleged as swarm members that were taken back to the control room. Where are they? And Sienna's looking and starting to get worried. And I wish I could ask Uncle Kai and he would know what to do. And that officer is so creepy and what's up with them? And I got a bad vibe. And then her ring begins to call and it shows on the text message that it's Kai. And sure enough, she begins to talk to Kai and he sounds flustered. He sounds worried. He sounds like there's something wrong. And she's basically says, Kai, what's going on? You know, what's happening? And all along the way, you're kind of hearing this dialogue going on, and Sienna's having flashbacks because they get a dropped call, and so now she's worried. And when her thoughts go back to her own daydreaming, which she tends to do, she starts daydreaming, and then she snaps out of it. Then they start talking about Elixir, and then Chloe, her best friend and roommate, one of the people who are going with her to Greece on the summer abroad. So basically you have Sienna, Chloe, her best friend, her roommate. You have Chloe's boyfriend, Nick, who's a super big dude. I mean, he's a running back for the football team for the college they go to. And Chloe and Nick are essentially dating. And then you have this other guy named Darren. And Darren is this quiet guy who's a total, you know, thinker and thoughtful, and a lot of Sienna's sweet mates like him. And you just see him as this guy who's pretty introspective, pretty intense, pretty deep, but just super caring. And Sienna's interested. Sienna's interested in him. And she doesn't know if he's interested in her. There's a romance thing going on here in this book, but nothing crazy, or maybe not. See, this is where I'm not going to give everything away. You got to read the chapters, and again, they're free right now, so grab them. But you find out that Chloe isn't that happy about Swarm. She has her own, wounds, you could say, from, and you're going to find this out, that everybody has been affected by swarm. This is a world that's been ravaged by swarm. And you can start to see our world today and how certain things, groups, organizations have affected our world. See that again, there's some parallel universe going on here. But anyway, you find out that Chloe's best friend, Amy, in high school, was basically baited online into a dark web scenario where she got caught up in some trouble with Swarm. And you find that out. And now she's been taken. And Chloe obviously has some hurt from this. And she would love to work for Elixir. She would love to take out Swarm. Most people alive in Sienna's world would love to take out Swarm. And you find that this chapter ends with Kai calling her back on the phone, her ring, right? And says, whatever you do, do not get on that trip to London. Do not get on that plane to London. And that's how it ends. And you're wondering, what is going on? The next chapter, again, I got to catch you up, but the next chapter, you keep reading, and you find out that Kai says, get immediately in front of a TV or jump online with your Cortex ring and just jump on, and any station will be playing it, but you need to see what's going on. In this chapter, you find out something crazy happened. Something horrible happened. I'm not going to tell you what it was because it's crazy. Nothing has happened like this in our world today yet, but it could happen very soon. And what happens is mind-blowing. It's almost impossible, but not quite. And you find out that it's unbelievable, and it means the world is under attack. And it means that the rules of the game have changed. And Sienna finds out very quickly she can't jump on the plane to London. She cannot go to Greece with her friends, and something needs to happen, and something needs to happen quickly because they are in danger. That chapter ends. And then I think we're on chapter, let me see here. I think we're on chapter 4. This chapter, again, this is where we're gonna kind of stop then, I believe. We're going to stop here once I tell you about chapter 4. And then we'll pick it up next week, which is pretty exciting. I love doing this. I love giving you guys a sneak peek, giving you some content in the beginning, giving you some strategy, some structure, some practical coaching, and then taking you behind the scenes for what's going on this week. But in chapter 4, you find out that it ends by Kai saying, someone's going to meet you. Go with him. Go with him to get out of that airport and get out of that airport quick and fast because something is happening globally. Well, she says, well, who is the guy? Who am I going with? Who am I taking my college friends with? And then she hears on the other line, Officer McNulty. Remember, Officer McNulty is the guy who is the scary dude. He is the guy who stun-gunned the swarm couple. He is the TSA officer that gives a really bad vibe. And Kai instructs her to go with him and take her college friends. So she's torn now. She is torn between a world that just has gotten hacked. And you need to read the chapter to find out how. So she doesn't know that the airport's safe. She certainly should not go on the plane. She's wondering about the blonde and her companion who are alleged swarm people who were told they were being taken back to the control room to be disposed of. I mean, there is action flying in these first few chapters. So much that some readers said, oh my gosh, is there too much action? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think you are an intelligent reader. I wanted to make it stretching. I wanted to open your mind, blow your mind. So then she's told, you need to go with Officer McNulty. She doesn't have any other choices. Sure enough, she hears from behind her a voice, and it's Officer McNulty. And he has this confrontation with Chloe, Nick, Darren, and Sienna. And it is not pretty. He knows stuff. And he begins to drop hints that he knows stuff about them. And they all get this creepy feeling, like, what is going on? Why does this guy know stuff about us? And they're caught. They don't know what to do. They don't know if they should run, but where are they going to run to? Kai seems to be the only one who knows what's going on. He's tied to Elixir. Their call got dropped. He had a run. Technology's being spotty. And it's panicky. Kai is not his calm, cool self. He seems a little rattled himself. So this is where I'm going to leave you today. And I'm going to say that if you want to read ahead, we do have a little bit more that's been released. Would love for you to check it out, elixirproject.com. Elixir. Oh, I keep saying Elixir Project. Why am I saying that? I need to stop saying that. ElixirProjectBook.com. ElixirProjectBook.com/free. That's what it always is. Forgive me. Elixir Project, if you do research, you'll find out that that is actually something globally that's happening right now, like something in the real world. So this is where, again, this fiction book is going to have crazy tie-ins with, like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing this stuff on the news. This is a almost prophetic book, but it's not true, but it, maybe it is, but it's fun. It is really, really fun. ElixirProjectBook.com/free. You can read ahead a little bit, but that's about it. I want to give you some key dates to mark down. This is kind of what's happening in the next month. October 7th, really important. We have an Igniting Souls Fellowship where I am going to teach you in real time, answer Q&As, how to go viral with your book, brand, or business. So this is going to be a Igniting Souls Fellowship. We did a podcast episode a few weeks ago on this topic. It was so well received, but so many of you had questions and you said, I get it, but tell me more, teach me more, pull back the curtain, help me. And rather than say, well, here's a product where you need to pay, look, I want to help you. So this is a free Igniting Souls Fellowship. If you don't know how to get there, go to carryoverbrunner.com, scroll down. It says Igniting Souls Fellowship. You can click it and it will say Igniting Souls Fellowship. You can reserve your free ticket. We will live stream this, but you need your ticket so you can know where to go and so you can get the replay if you can't make it live. What else? October 22nd and 23rd. We have four tickets left until we are sold out. And we have people who have expressed interest in these. We cannot hold them. We do not hold tickets for anybody. So maybe you have this thing in you that says, gee, I'm liking this. Maybe I met Kerry a few weeks ago. Maybe this is the first podcast I've ever listened to. But there's four tickets left, and whoever gets them, gets them. And if we don't sell those till at the door, they are $200 more at the door. So you need to grab it now because this is a really good price. It's four meals, two full days, tons of content, how to become unhackable on stage, online, with your mindset, with video. We have brilliant experts coming in. They are the experts in their field. The community is amazing. The food is awesome. You walk away with a manual full of practical steps that you can do Monday. Like literally, this is not, oh, let's talk about theory. This is how do you do this Monday when you open up your internet, your computer? How can you make practical wins? So everything is at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Check it out. We don't hide the schedule. We say, here's exactly what the sessions are. Here's exactly who the speakers are. Here's the takeaway from each section. Here's what you're going to achieve if you come. We are very much into that. This is not, hey, let's all get in a room and we'll make up the agenda as we go. We are very strategic. What else is happening? A lot of you have said, Kerry, I want to be your secret name coach or a deeper path coach or a dream job coach. We've closed those. So we only open those up a few times a year. You cannot do those. You can apply, but we have a waiting list right now, but we're going to open that up in a few months. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to carrieoberbrunner.com, scroll down, you'll see all of our teams, and you can literally get your application in, and then you can be certified on all the content. You keep 100% of what you make. So this is not a commission-based thing. This is, hey, do you want to be a coach? We'll show you how, we'll teach you how, we'll equip you, and you get paid. you get paid from you know, all the work that you do, and you keep 100%. So it's a very cool gig right now. Amy in Australia is a rock star. She's gotten some big, big proposals out, and she's excited. So she is a woman on fire with all this. We just had probably 12 coaches join. I don't even know what it was, probably 6 weeks ago, a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that. What else is going on? Many of you are wanting to be, many of you are Author Academy Elite people already, which is awesome. And that's super cool. But some of you aren't. And you said, Carrie, I really want to be an author. I really want to learn more about Author Academy Elite. Again, that's not open. So we kind of shut our stuff down and we focus on what we need to focus on. But if you do want to apply, you can get your application in. We won't open that up until November. Again, but authoracademyelite.com/application. You can check out more about that. And that's about it, folks. December 6th, big birthday party. Want you there. Want to celebrate you. Want to have you kind of be part of something epic in my life. I want to share that with you. That would be something super special for me to share my 40th birthday with you and the launch of Elixir Project and just a real new chapter in my life where I'm going to now invest in people, helping them experience unhackability, because this has helped change my life. And I'm very excited to share this new content, content that has never been out there in this form or fashion. It is brand new, brand new. Nobody's ever done it. And that's why I'm so honored, so thrilled, so excited to do this with you. Folks, person, podcast listener, you specifically, I'm talking to you. I really have shifted. I used to do this podcast for everybody, folks listening, this type of thing. Now I'm doing it for you. Every time I do this, I pretend you're literally sitting at a table. We're chatting. We have our smoothies. We have our coffee. We have our tea, whatever you do. And we're chatting. And it's changed the way I've done the podcast now. I really intentionally do it for you. And I think it does make a difference. Of course, please share this podcast if you found value in it. And if you haven't done a free review on iTunes, I do feature those people. And it's a fantastic way that it can get the word out, to subscribe to it, to share it, and to do a little review. So thank you so much. And now, hope you are enjoying our new outro. So we'll talk to you next week with podcast episode 88 next week. We'll see you.